This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sharp U.S. hiring slowdown signals cooling economy ahead. Wall Street Journal headline, brilliant headline. Every word matters. Subhead, jobs report shows employers added fewest jobs since June while the unemployment rate rose. There were also revisions down in the last 2 months of job hiring. I welcome Gene Marks. He's a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as the hometown newspaper of Philadelphia Inquirer. Gene and I thank the Phillies for another great season and look forward to next year. Gene, the slowdown is welcomed by those who have been watching for signals that the Federal Reserve's hikes since the spring of 22 are finally challenging the inflation that we're all feeling and succeeding. The idea was not to force a recession, but to come close, soft landing, and cool the inflation numbers and allow the Federal Reserve to moderate the interest rates, the 15-year or 22-year, whatever, high of interest rates. In general, observing your small business customers and the dialogues you have with small business, is it working? Are they slowing down? Are the orders thinner? Are they laying people off, Gene? Good evening to you.
Well, nobody's really laying people off among my small business clients, John. It is a, you know, I'm seeing more with my clients, a general tapering off of orders and activity. And I don't see them with the big demand, the big motivation to hire. I mean, it was really a year or 2 years ago where everywhere I went, I would talk to my clients and say, what's your biggest problem? What's the biggest concerns? Can't find people, can't find people, can't find people. I'm not hearing that as much anymore, John. Not that people are, you know, business owners are still not looking for good talent, but I've seen a taper off a bit. The slowdown that we're seeing in jobs is coming from corporate America. Not only just the technology industry, but financial services and construction and some other large companies, and I've written about this previously, have been laying off tens of thousands of workers quite quietly over the past 6 months or so. And that is, they're trimming the fat, as it is. I mean, I think a lot of corporations are getting a lot more productivity out of their technology. And I think that they are seeing some employees that are just not performing at a level that they need them to perform, and they're cutting the fat. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that, John. I really do. I mean, I think that the slowdown in jobs right now that we're seeing is going to continue throughout 2024. I don't think that slowdown, though, is going to come from small businesses. I think it's going to come more from the corporate, you know, from the larger company side. You know, the best example I can give you is Twitter. I mean, you know, you can argue about Elon Musk's management of the company, but, you know, I mean, he laid off like 85% of the workers from that company. It was probably a little too excessive, but in all honesty, the company kept running. I mean, it had its blips, you know, at different times, but, you know, even he recognized that, you know, that Twitter just had a lot of fat that needed to be cut. And I think a lot of corporate executives are seeing the same thing.
I did see, I believe it just flashed in front of me, a Maersk, the big shipper, laying off several thousand, maybe it was tens of thousands of workers. That comports with other information showing that the shipping trade, both the Pacific and then the shipping in the inland waters and then railroads and trucking especially, are slowing down because we're not shopping the way we used to, Gene. And the order, people are being careful with their purchases. So we,
John, keep your eye on the Baltic Dry Index. Have we talked about that before?
Yes, yes. Please repeat why you watched that.
The Baltic Dry Index is one of those metrics that I like to follow. It is an index of the cost of freight through the Baltic Sea. The Baltic Sea is one of the most traversed areas for, you know, shipping. And when the index is going up, it means there's a higher demand for freight. So obviously it's pushing the cost of freight up, and that's good for the shippers and good for the overall economy. When the index is going down, it means just the opposite. And over the past few months, that index has been dropping. Now it's a commodity index, so it does fluctuate, but I've been watching it going down. That's what the trend is. So it doesn't surprise me that Maersk is laying people off right now. There is a slowdown. China is certainly in a deep recession. And the U.S. itself is being propped up by the consumer, who really has dwindled into their or ate into a lot of the savings that they have. They're not moving on real estate. They're paying more down because they have to start paying for their student loans. A lot of the government, you know, transfer payments have run out on them. It'll be interesting to see how long the consumers really stay spending. It'll be interesting to see what our retail season looks like as we head into the holidays.
Yes, we turn now to metrics that are logical given what Gene has just said, but we're going to go through them. The ISM, this is the manufacturing number. Below 50 is contraction. Above 50 is expansion. The PMI goes to 46.7 in October, down from 49 in September. Clearly, there's a slowdown in factory orders. Their books for the first quarter and the second quarter are not vivid. Also, the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says job openings are at 9.6, but you'll remember, Gene, they were at 11 plus at the beginning of this year. So it's been a gradual slowdown. And this is the most telling of all, auto loan payments. Remember when those went bad in the Great Recession? Well, they're going bad again. They're delaying the payments.
Banks themselves are also reporting an increase in credit card delinquencies. So we need to be keeping an eye on that as well. Overall, consumer sentiment, when you look at the University of Michigan's Consumer Confidence Index, is not high. I mean, it is wavered and it is down below levels that were much higher just a few years ago. So consumers themselves are starting to feel the pinch a little bit. Our economy has been riding big payments from the government. That's why the GDP was so strong this last quarter, as well as very, very strong consumer spending. And I am very concerned that consumer spending is going to continue on through the end of the year.
Gene, I've heard stories about retailers who believe that you have to mark down your goods to move them for Christmas. Have you heard any stories like this?
Well, we haven't seen it yet, because what happens with retailers is that they go into the season with some level of optimism and they're going to try and get, you know, what they can get. But a lot of retailers and a lot of the retail clients that I talk to, they are prepared to start wheeling and dealing if they're not seeing those sales start coming through. We're going to know that pretty soon. Let's not forget, John, it's like the big days right after Thanksgiving. There's Black Friday, there's Small Business Saturday, and then there's Cyber Monday. We get the data from those days pretty quickly within that next week, and we're going to know just how strong this holiday season is starting off. And retailers themselves, if they're not seeing, if they're not seeing strong sales and there is that concern, then we could be seeing discounts.
You remind me of an image. I didn't know I'd filed it. It was the winter, the Christmas of 2008, shopping at a big, huge mall called the Westchester. Guess where it is? Westchester County. Right. This is the heart of the consumer class. You know, we get out there with our credit cards and we fight. However, what we have here is John's memory of walking down the gallery and seeing very well-known franchises with 60% off, 50% off routinely. Do you remember those days, Gene, when they had to mark down?
I do. But you know what, John, those days are a lot different than the days today. We you and I have talked about this before. There's no significant bubble. There are some bubbles that are forming, like commercial office space. And even, you know, crypto saw itself in a bubble earlier this year. But for the most part, our financial institutions, the financial system is nowhere near facing the kind of bubble that it faced back in 2008. That was a meltdown, and that caused significant problems throughout the economy. And and that's why you saw so many deserted stores during the holiday season around that period of time. We're not going to see that this year. I mean, we are going to see, I mean, my prediction for consumer sales this year is that they're going to be flat compared to last year. I don't predict that we're going to be seeing significant growth, but it certainly won't be the kind of downturn we saw in 2008.
Now you've got to help me with this one, Gene, because it's complicated. U.S. Department of Treasury, IRS open registration for car dealers to receive direct tax credit payments to expand access to clean vehicles, help car dealers grow businesses. I'm lost. What's happening?
So I wanted to talk about that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, there are some generous tax credits that are being made available for individuals if they buy electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles. Now, generally, when you take a tax credit, John, you make the purchase, and then at the end of the year, you then have to apply for the credit, and then you have to wait to get that credit back on your taxes. So it's a long time before you get the money in your pocket. Well, the government wanted to speed that process up. So what they're doing now, the IRS has arranged with car dealerships that if you go and you buy an electronic vehicle, the car dealership can literally give you that discount right then and there, and then get reimbursed by the IRS for that tax credit right at that at the time of that transaction. So the money itself not only changes hands with the consumer, but it also gets given, you know, by the government to the business, the small business or the car seller sooner rather than later, which is a very interesting move to make. And it's a way to, you know, continue to have consumers take advantage of these tax credits but putting money in their pocket right away instead of waiting a long time.
And finally, Gene, residential spending 10.1% below the recent peak. Non-residential spending is at a new peak. Please explain.
This is construction spending, John. So non-residential spending, you know, is you know, that's commercial spending is down. And I think you and I could have, you know, we could have predicted that a few months ago when we were looking at that architectural billings index, because that number has been tracking low all throughout the year. And now we're seeing the government reporting on commercial spending, construction spending, which is down this year. So no big surprise. The architects told us that many months ago. That's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of forward looking indicators that, you know, you and I talk about to kind of give, our listeners a little bit of a heads up what's going to be happening in that industry. And we're seeing those numbers play out right now.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist, and the business of America is small business for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Always with you, Phillies, no matter whether you win the World Series or not. You're a great team. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.